Camille Malawi, you used to be invisible. She chat in her voice, trapped in digital. But now we run it sish. Now we got a couple friends. Watch EP every night. Get our ex on Parasite. But we can stay broke as long as we fixing our baby. Saving our language really don't matter. Playmate-ish, our own not too scattered. So we got a lot on our pad.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A little music there from Juan Bleed Chea. He has a new release called Bunnies and Bears, and he's joining us now on the phone. Juan Bleed, hey, welcome back.
How's it going? I'm so excited.
I love following you on Facebook, following you on social media, seeing what you're up to, seeing how you live your life and how you live as an artist. And tell us a little bit about this new release and your very own music imprint.
Yeah, it's been really kind of just a crazy progression of things. And what I wanted to do, I guess, with this, because, it's been since, like, my last project, Tempo, came out in November 25th, 2016. So I just really felt the need to get something out, you know what I mean? That was my biggest thing more than ever, you know, like, and that's what I thought was the most important. And I just really wanted that, you know?
Yeah.
And so what I wanted to do, I think more so with this project, was really try to touch base on a lot of different themes that I feel like just weren't really being talked about, which was just more in depth onto the scale of, like, mental health, sexuality, and trying to just kind of be more, I guess, authentic. You know, I think I just wanted to have something that was so accurate, I guess, to my reality, more than, I guess, normal.
You know, every single, if you went to any kind of, creative education, you know, artistic, everybody says the same thing. You have to tell the story of who you are, where you're from, you know, be true to your authentic self. And yet, that's a really hard thing to do. How do you sort of stay mm-hmm. at that core of your own values, your own life, your own point of view?
1,000%, you know, like I could see like how that can be like difficult. And I think that's why, like, I took it upon myself, like, you know, I left a label and I left management, and now I'm kind of engaging in this process of, you know, actually having my own imprint, Oglala Puppies, which is like the emphasis for that is to be able to have a group of Oglalas from my community that are all collectively sort of towards the same thing, towards cultural and language revitalization and getting our people better. You know, and so, like, being able to forge this space, whether it be, like, it's just more so on my own with the few people that I, you know, have around, you know, I feel like that's where my initiative, you know, when it comes to what I'm presenting in my music, becomes so much more clear, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, that's, like, I think having that freedom to just feel like I can just say whatever whatever I want without having to fit a sort of a brand that was previously established before me that really has nothing to do with who I am as an Oglala. You know, I feel a lot more freedom now that I have my own imprint, and it just kind of enables me to just be like, you know, I don't need to do anything. I just need to be myself. I just need to be myself entirely and do whatever I feel that needs to be done. You know, I feel like sometimes with music, I'm writing more of a story that is somewhat rosier than the one I'm experiencing. But at the same time, it's also truth. It's also real. And everything I'm expressing in this music is so real towards my Lakota women and men and my people, and just kind of that dynamic and having fun with it, I think, because I'm just a creative. Like, I literally just love writing. I love all this stuff, and it's just I'm just having fun with it, you know. Yeah. Especially with this project.
Yeah, well, it's great to listen to. We're going to play a little bit of it for you coming in out of the break. We heard some free, but here is the first song, Bunnies and Bears. You want to set it up at all, Juan Blee? What do you want to say about the song, or do we just hit play and let people decide for themselves?
Well, I'll just say something real quick. This song, in a nutshell, is what, you know, literally, it pretty much is it leads into the rest of the album perfectly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I had a buddy of mine, Jack Holland of Crazy Flute, offer that flute backing to my vocals, and it just really, it's just me telling my truth. You know, I'm in love with my Lakota women and men, and I don't think there's anyone else I want. So
here we go.
There you go.
Bunnies and Bears, Juan Bleed Chea.
So I finally have a
Only that personifies my feelings. See, true love for me exists only in my people. A culture, common language. I'm in love with the way our women and men feel. Bunnies and bears, some stench are in my throat. This isn't me coming out. No open letter to Tumblr fans revealing I'm some Eminem to neglected stands. This is a statement that carries power. I mainly just wanted to see how it feels. Have a feast of my thoughts at this time with an epic male solstice. I'm in love with the way our women and men feel. Bunnies and bears, my strings are not in my throat. Does this have anything to do with my mommy and daddy issues? Of course. Mental health is every facet. To leave you alive or in a casket. They are the source of what's right or wrong. No one could ever imagine. I'm in love with the way she is. Her smile, her laugh, her cleanness, her kiss, and so on. I'm in love with the way he is. He's chill and comforting, masculine, but I'm still his baby, a working man of sorts. It's a trickle-down effect, but instead, all I hear is our true tongue, our people want our black history. Why would I want anyone else? 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 I'm in love with the way our women and men feel. Bunnies and bears, strings are in my throat. And that'll never change.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment, my guest, you know him as Juke or Wombly Chea, sorry about that, from Pine Ridge. Yeah. And we're listening to some music off his latest release, Bunnies and Bears, from his own imprint, Oglala Puppies. And Wombly, we could talk about that song for, you know, probably an hour in and of itself. But what strikes me the most is that it sounds like something I've never heard before. The layering and the expression and the content of the lyrics and everything. Did you have that sense when you're, you know, getting everything ready to say, I'm not patterning this off of anything else. I am creating something new, and that feels good.
Right, right. That, I mean, that was the entire dynamic. Like, and that's what was the most fun. Like, I mean, I don't know how much, you know, how much of the indigenous music scene is like present with most people, but like, you could really dive into it and you will not find anything that sounds like, you know, something like Bunnies or Bunnies and Bears. Yeah. Or anything off this project. It's very distinct in its own presence. And I really feel it. Like, I just, cause I look on the outside a lot, like of myself, and I'm like, holy crap, I'm making this. like I made this and I can't even believe I did that. But like, there's such a purpose to it. And it feels so good. And it's just to see the response that even that comes from my people too. It's like, it's really awesome. Cause sometimes, because, like, with the dynamic of how it is nowadays, like, some people are caught off guard. Some of my own people don't have that sense of identity in their own lives, their sense of culture. So it's, like, it catches them off guard. And then there's the ones that, like, know exactly what I'm talking about. And they're just like, oh. So it just, like, really, it feels good. And Bunnies and Bears, I just thought was, like, the perfect way to start it off.
Yeah.
And I really thank Jack for coming, you know, bringing that flute. And it just... The guy who mixed and mastered my album, Talon Ducheneau, he actually runs a free recording studio in Crow Creek, and he just really, really did have fun with it, with the mixing and mastering. And then when I heard it, I was like, oh, yes, this is perfect. This will be weird enough for everybody. this project is really, I think it really is also me not necessarily trying to, I mean, there's a concept, there's a very obvious concept that is, just exists in this album, and it's very much sexuality and love and that dynamic, but it's also just me having more fun. Like, I just wanted to make something that still had so much depth, and if you know the lyrics, like, you know, it's like, wow, this is saying a lot, actually.
Right.
You know,
right.
But it's still fun.
Which rewards listening again and again, which a lot of albums don't necessarily have that reward. Tell us a little bit about Lee Lee Lee.
About the what? Say that again?
The next song, Lee Lee Lee. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Lee 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 is I think easily the biggest record. I love the production. You know, shout out to Runaway Music. He basically produced most of this album, and he was just someone I came across. He's really legit. But with Lee Lee Lee, there's, you know, I'm really just kind of, it's a song dedicated towards the Lakota Wina, the woman, you know. And it's just about, I think, trying to, I guess, in an essence, work and prove myself for a Lakota woman, for, you know, that I can be this Uchasha, this man for her, and I can be this person, and how powerful I think it would be for to have that kind of relationship that I think could change our people at the same time, you know. And so Lili Lee is just a really powerful ode to the Lakota woman, in a nutshell.
We will play an excerpt of this.
Oh, way too many of you out there think it's my mind. They can see bigger visions and let y'all make me ignite. Clouds came through, I stared for your ear. Don't see me like Sia. I seen her, that's a reference. Oh, baby, I ain't preaching to you, that's a reference. Trying to work for pleasure, trying to earn my feathers. I'm just trying to caught you with a blanket. I'm old fashioned.
And I want to jump in here and talk a little bit about language, if you will, because preserving Lakota language is so important to you, and you do so much work with culture and language. Tell me a little bit how that intersects with your art.
Well, it's like, you know, it's been a bit since I've been back home now, you know, just over almost 4 years now. And it's just been like this constant process of just, I guess, kind of unlearning what I felt like I was normally taught before. And I think that the hardest part I think a lot of people run into is it's just weird after everything that had happened, you know, through the boarding schools and everything. There is a sense of disconnect that exists in my people pretty heavily, where we almost don't see our own language as who we are. And so there's like, I have a chie who's very far along with Lakota, and he's much more fluent than me. He's very, very, really deep into the culture, but he still somehow views his own, you know, Lakota, his own language, as a second language, which is so strange. But it's a part of this dynamic that we're dealing with after dealing with all that stuff and coming out of it. So I feel the need when, like, with as much of my own process, you know, because for me, you know, when I'm learning Lakota, I'm learning exactly who I am, and it feels like it, you know, it feels like this is actually me, you know, like, and I think that's what I want to rekindle, I think, a lot with my music and my art, is just the idea and feel that, like, our language is who we are, and it really is. And every aspect, every detail of it is what is honed into how we should be carrying ourselves, and so on and so forth. So I try to carry those themes throughout my music while still being very real through also, I think, some of the mindsets and, like, the realities that are kind of so prevalent nowadays. Yeah. And so it's kind of me trying to flip that script and obligate people to suddenly, you know, flip their viewpoints and allow themselves to unlearn a lot of that trauma and a lot of that dynamic in order to realize, oh, wait, this is where I could be. This is much better. You know, it's much happier. And so it's definitely something. I feel like it's just messaging, you know what I mean? And I'm putting that in my music, whether people are aware of that or not. And people are like, and it's just a lot, and it's heavy, because that's what makes it so Lakota. Like, what I'm doing is so, I know it's so Lakota because they're the only ones that could really get it immediately, you know. But that, you know, I don't think that's important when it comes to whether non-natives are listening to it. I think it's just storytelling.
Right.
And I think if it sounds good, that shouldn't affect, just because you might not be able to relate to it, that shouldn't be able to affect whether you enjoy something or not, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I just, everything, language is still everything. And I'm hoping, well, actually no, because with my next project in November, that's what I'm geared towards. It's like a mostly Lakota album. And so it's going to be a really fun transition. I just really wanted to put this out, you know, because it's a project that has a deep meaning, a big importance, and, you know, all that stuff. But it's also fun, you know, and I'll have fun performing it and all that good stuff. So I just love it.
Tell folks where to find the music. Where can they access it?
So my brand new album, Bunnies and Bears, is available on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. The best place for me on a personal basis is Bandcamp. Like I said, I go by Juke as an artist, uppercase J-U-Q. And yeah, my music is available everywhere, online, all stores, streaming, purchase. Bandcamp is my best recommendation. I'll stress that a lot.
Go there.
That's where you guys can check out all my stuff.
Yeah, support the artist. I'm just dipping my toes in this, and it's such a great project. I can't wait to spend a lot more time with it. So we're going to leave folks with a little bit of Unforgettable, but I want to say thank you to you, Wanblee, as well. It's always great to be with you. Come back anytime.
Absolutely. Wopila, thank you very much.
Here's a little bit of Unforgettable.
I'd probably snag you if I had the chance. From your goofy smile to a power dance. You're traditional, but it's just super razzy. That combination deadly, but I kinda like it all. Soon enough, I'ma have the money I need. I said soon enough, I'ma have a win yourself free. She's gonna have friends and I'ma tell them about you. And they're gonna wanna meet you. And you can come through if you want to. You can have a good time if you want to. But that's up to you, oh. See, I could just leave if you want me to. And I could get closer if you want me to. It's whatever you got. And the spirits that come through.
That is music from Juke, or otherwise known as Wanblee Chea, from Pine Ridge. He joins us on the phone. The new release is called Bunnies and Bears. Find it on Bandcamp.